We're going to start with Shmaitzer Shir Wednesday night, or L'Ches, Cheshvan, whatever it is, Tess. Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Tess. Moving on. It's a continuation from Perek Ches. If you don't know Perek Ches, I can't help you. But there's nothing. Yesterday we just answered Kashas, asked Kashas, made elaborations. Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Tess. More of the same. He's talking about a Fein Hochem Amanach Harov. Where does that leave us by Dini Nefashos? Shmaitz is taking the position that the Nefashos said Momenus is the same, and if Ein Hochem Momen Acharov, then Ein Hochem Nefashos Acharov. He threw in that, he just threw in a sort of casually, that the reason Ein Hochem Momen Acharov is because you need to aid them. So the amount of Birur needed is it's not sufficient, bro. You need to wait. I don't think he's arguing with a common assumption that when it's not against the Cheskas moment, then yes, Halchim Moment Acharov. I don't know. And he doesn't talk about it yet. Maybe he will in future Shmaitzes. That's either Shver, because that's moment. On the other hand, it's not against the Cheskas moment. But the din of Avishnai made him Yakum David that you need to aid him. And let's say one aid is no good, and aid echad is no good, you need to aid him. That's even when there's no cheskus moment. That's when it's moment. Moment needs a beer of to aid him. But really in the Rishonim, the emphasis is more that it's against the cheskus moment. So I don't know. But meanwhile, I'm not sure about how seriously to take that. No, he takes it seriously. That's Avishnai made him Yakum Dover, and Rove is not enough for beer. And that's the case by Nefashos also. Which would really, again, he mixes up the Yitzras. You don't see Mechilik. Like, all the Achrenim we saw yesterday are talking about the Kasha of his brother from the perspective of Chazaka. That if you Cheskas Momen, and Rove can't be Motzi from a Cheskas Momen, so a person is also muhsak, begufo. And why should you be able to kill someone based on Rov? And all the terutim and the achrenim that we saw have to do with maybe this takano concept of muhsak by a dinei nefashos shaila. Maybe takanat, either because it's been other mamakom, or because if you're mechuyav misa, like you're not muhsak. It's an onesh. It's not really a chazaka. Rabbi Chanan says it's a dinin benod lachveiro with a tovei and a nitva. The onesh of mitzvah chil Shabbos, for example, it's not like a din Torah between you and Hashem. But again, that's approaching the inyan from the perspective of chazaka, cheskas moment. Are you muhsak begufo? But if we approach it from the perspective of, you say, Momen needs more of a beer than Rov. Momen needs to aid them. Momen needs to aid them. And so does Nefashos. Nefashos needs to aid them. So the whole discussion about if a person is Muchzak Begufo or not is not relevant anymore. But, so in the Shmaitzah, he mixes it together. Because he brings down his brother's question, and that's definitely the emphasis is on Chazaka. But when he says it over, stop, you need to weigh them. So I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it's fair. He's not being precise. And, okay, there you have it. What am I supposed to do? Not my fault. Not my problem. It's his problem. But let's continue now with Perek Tess. Wait, and all the times that you see, just to finish the circle, all the times that you find that Rove does help in Nefashos, it's all Kodem HaMaisa. And the Rambam's famous Avol Ha'isur Atzmo Be'erechad Yuchzak, or it's Nogeya, like Pe'ula HaMaisa. To establish the reality of this Chazer, is she an Eishes Ish, and so on and so forth. And it's not again now the onesh, no one did anything, so that could be even through Eid Echad, the Rambam says. And the Shmaitz extrapolates and carries it further, and says Rov, Chazaka, all these things can establish realities Kodem HaMaisi, he calls it, before the event happened. So then you mechuyev miso, because we found out that you were boiled the sisha, but she was established as an Isha Sish years ago before it was Nageya. She's an Isha Sish. And now you're not killing the person that's boiled al pi rov. Let's say rov no shemanan an islandus, in case it's a mekach tos. Now it's not called you're killing a person. I'll be rove. You're killing a person. I'll be eidim. The rove did its thing already and went home. Presumably it would be the same by momentous. Meaning, if you would have a case where the rove would establish a certain reality by momentous, then if and then afterwards the event happened, so that would not be called ein hochem momenach or rove. That would be legitimate. It's not so poshut. If you're the end of the first parak in Ksubis with the child that's found with Rov Yisraelim in the town, Rov Goyim, talks about momentous shilas that come up, if he's mazikos, if we're mazikim, and the Rishonim do bring in Hochanacha HaRov. I deal with it, even though Lechora, again, there it's a shiloh of Kodem HaMaisa. So the whole, like, sugya there, at least the way that we've shown him, talk about it, Lechora, not like this Mitzvah's Yisod, because that's certainly Kodem HaMaisa. The one, and the anomaly is Dayonim, which is Shas Maisa, but that's called Miut Kamandalesa, that's not really Rov. We said a few svaras about Miut Kamandalesa. But then there was one case which we didn't really, which is when the Edom contradict each other, and you say most people are not that up on the exact date, and if there's a one day discrepancy, they didn't have like printed calendars and everybody's walking around with their when you have your daily schedule, that's come on. No, but not a BlackBerry. It was big, like a few years ago. Yeah, Palm Pilot. Like a few years ago, that was a big thing. The Palm Pilots. Okay. So that was fair. Dayanim, we go bus a road. By Mominus, by Nefoshes, by everything. You go, you follow road Dayanim.
Why is it not called
road? Right. So, I'm sorry. We talked about it for a few days. The Lashon of the Shmaitz is Miut Kamandalesa. So we talked about it in terms of how Besdin works, and it's called Rove. But what remains Shver is that none of those beautiful Pshotim and Miut Kamandalesa work in that case of the discrepancy of the two Edom. And so there, that's kind of Shver. That's not like the Tzais. You're going bus a Rove there and you're killing somebody. One aid says it happened on the second of the month, one aid says it happened on the third of the month, and it's because most people talk and make a mistake, and they're talking about the same day. But we saw, so what does it mean, there can be a commandalessa? So we saw a good svara in one of the Shur Shmuel, whatever, but then it was pointed out at the end of the Seder yesterday that doesn't really fit in with the Lashon of Miut Kamandalesa. And that is that the svara there, the rove is really not, the rove is saying the Edom are not contradicting each other. I gave an example, like if one eight says it happened at 2 o'clock and one eight says it happened at 1:59, so that's not even called a contradiction. It's not called rove that most people are not machalic between 1:59 and 2 o'clock, and you're going to call that rove. It's almost like a Ruba, well, it is a Ruba, the lesser come on, but it's almost like the rove expands the definition of time. It's like 1:59, 2 o'clock, it's all the same. It's all the same. So it's hard for us to imagine, but in the Gemara's time, you know, days were all the same. Second of the month, third of the month, it's all the same. So, but Yeah. The maisa for which we're giving the onish. Yeah. Okay, let's start Perek Tes now.
I have to believe it's different. I'll let you move on if you don't agree, but a day like, it's light, it's night. It's light, it's night. Everybody knows. It's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. Everybody knows it's what day it is. Even if you don't know the date of the month, like you say,
we're
how
would the no, discrepancy how, isn't the date of the month.
I'm saying, how would you not know the date of the month any different than you would not know that today is Shabbos or today is Wednesday?
You see, like most people. The Gemara says most people would not be privy to that, would not be aware of that. It doesn't have to mean they don't know it. It means they're not aware. Ever since I'm in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, I'm off by the English date by as much as a week. I still know what month we're in, but like I'm totally oblivious if it's November 1st or the 10th. I'm like, I'm not on top of it.
So I guess
I don't
know. Okay. It just seems to me strange. You know for sure which day of the week it is, so you don't mix up dates.
They don't remember when Rosh Chodesh was. They don't know if the last Chodesh was 29 or 30 days. There's a very specific thing they don't know. It's not like they don't remember the date, because their desk calendar was missing that page. They don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. They don't know if the previous month had 29 days or 30 days. And most people don't know it. I mean, there's a lot of pull in, you say, by the 15th of the month, they do know it, right? Because they, by the 15th of the month, they generally did know it. Many places didn't even know by the 15th of the month. That's where 2 days Yom Tov comes from.
Okay,
but it doesn't fit into the lashon of Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. I don't know what to do about that. Believe it either that that's the pshat, or Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. I don't know. Just instinctively, I understand it because you're not giving Misal Pirov. You're being Machshir Eidim al Pirov. But that's like calling it Kodem HaMaisa. That's not Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. We said there's two chilukim. We said there's Kodem HaMaisa and Mishas Maisa. That's one chilek. That's the Shmaita's main chilek. And then the case of the Dayonim, which is, so he calls that Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. What? Why? I don't know what you mean. They are being motzi moment. We're talking about in a case where the dayanim are being motzi moment. I don't know what you mean. The role's not being motzi moment. The dayanim are. But that's because of Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. So you're not. That's the svara we said of Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa. That you're ending up with a bezdin. You're not ending up with a rove. You're not being motzi moment al pi rove. You're being motzi moment al pi bezdin. The bezdin rules are, how do you know what the bezdin holds? So there you follow rove. Okay, let's start Perek Tes. Ulevimasha biyarnu, according. I don't see how. I don't see how. I don't know what you mean. If the pshat and Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa is the way we said, that it's just a way of determining what the bezdin holds, so yeah, then it's the same thing. But I don't see how that works. By the eighth, then maybe, yeah. I don't know. By the Dayanim, I can hear the lashon of Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa, because ultimately, you're not. There's no robe. At the end of the day, there's no robe and meal. And I see it fitting into the lashon by Dayanim, but at the end of the day, there's no robe and meal. At the end of the day, there's just the best thing. But the Eidim, yes, you can end up saying that to everything, you know. Yes, and you. So that's like saying it's Kodem Maisa. So do I think? In what sense is it Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa there? By Dayanim, I understand it. It's Mi'at Kaman D'Lasa because you're not dealing anymore with Rov and Mi'at, you're dealing with Bezdin. But by the Eidim, you are dealing with Rov. You're dealing with the Ruben D'Lasa, come on. Because you're saying they're not Makhish each other. Because there's a Ruben D'Lasa, come on. And then there's a Mi'at. Do know Bibur Shal Chodesh. I don't see why it's different than every room of the lesser kamon. But the dayanim, it's different because the rove is just almost like a, it's procedural in Hilchas Beis Din. But you don't deal with rove, you deal with Beis Din. It's just a way of knowing what the Beis Din holds. But by the Eidim, I don't see how it's different than any room of the lesser kamon. You think maybe the Edom are not Gedolim, let's say there's a Reuben the lesser kamon, that if they have a beard, they're Gedolim. I don't know. So that, you say, that's like Kodem Maisa. Maybe it ends up being the same. Maybe Miat Kamon the lesser. Maybe if most people are not aware, of Yibur Shel Chodesh, so that's a truism that exists like even before this particular case came up. Maybe that's the point. Maybe it's again, I'm falling into saying it's always like Kodem HaMaisa, and it's always true. That's really a fool's terrace. It's 2 days and 3 days is not a contradiction. That's all. It's like not a contradiction. It's like I said, you say it's 2 o'clock, it's 1:59. It's hard for me to imagine. Maybe that's what Mir Kamanda lesson means. I don't know. Okay, let's go by them. Perek Tes. Lufimasha Biarnu, according to what we're saying, Dina Nefashos with Dina Mamun Hashavin. There's talking no chilek between Dina Mamun and Dina Nefashos, according to Shmuel, we're talking, that whole Dain Hachem Mamun Acharov. So by Nefashos also you don't go Bosarov. Vehechid the Bahani Ruba with Dina Mamunis, Kemoi B'dayonim, because of Mir Kamanda Lesa, Ube'edim Shetol B'Bura Diyarcha, it's the same thing. So if it helps there, by Mominus, actually there's by the Kamoka and Bani Kamkin, but then in the Nefashos. Actually, the case by the Ibur the Yarcha is Nefashos. Vodazina Basaruba, the Nefashos Gabi Bashalosh, in the case of the 3-year-old that is an Ashishish. I, maybe she's an islandist and it's a Mekach Tos, and you're not going to find out till later. I, Nemishum, the Rav Bokodem. That there the Svara is because it's Kodem HaMaisa and it established her as an Ashes Ish before anything happened. Below Gora Miyed Echad, Rambam, the Hukla Israel Pir, before anybody came along and ate it. So you're not giving Malchus Alpi the Eid Echad, you're giving Malchus Alpi the two Eidim. That's what I mean it. The Eid Echad just established that it's a Dvar Isser. Even the Mahani Ruba be Isurin. Hari Hukba Ha'isr, Vachakach Menisin, Hainag Zay Erechad, Hainag Zay Erechad, that phrase goes on how it was Hukba. Hainag Zay Erechad, Hainag Zay Chazok of a Rove, however, the Isr was established. It's might evolve, it's going to be more of a discussion. Maybe you need 30 days also. There's an Indian of 30 days by the mother and son. We said it's establishing the city as a mother and son. And for 30 days. When you have something like Ha'isr Atzmo Be'ed Echad Yukba, do you need 30 days of that? So that's going to be a discussion later on. Is the Eid Echad saying so enough, or is that Hukba Ha'isr also, does that need 30 days as well? Behind the Yom Shmuel, that's Shmuel's statement in the sugi of Enochem Mamon Acharov. Kazina Basaruba be Isura, Abul b'Mamon Alo. That's his statement. So the Shmaitz is Medayik. He holds it to Diuk. You could have an opinion about it. Umash, he says that Hainadavka be Isura. Akemi doesn't say be Isura uva Nefashos. That's what the Umash Medavka be Isura Abul b'Dina Nefashos Nami Lo. So according to the Shmaitz, it's very meduyak. Yazlina Basaruba be Yisura means to establish the Yisur. That's. Well, if you match Yisab Nunicha, do Yazlina Basaruba be Yisura? It's like true. Abba the moment of the Nefashos. Bin and Krokodich Siv. Here he says it. Al Pishnai made him Yokum Dover. Again, he says it that way. not against the Cheskos Momen or Smoch Miyuta to the Cheskos Momen, but that Momen needs to aid them. The case of Rove, and according to Rav Yoshia, it's talking about Din in the Fashas, and we make a Kal V'Chaymer, Umaisul Hashem a Kal V'Chaymer, Umadin in the Fashas the Chamiri, Yomer Achmona, Zilbas Aruba, in the moment it's like Koshkein. The Lashon O'Tema, the Beresh Pamoich, so that's the Gemara. And Taisa Zias, Tema, the Beresh Pamoich, Peiris, Kamar Shmuel, Dein Hochem Umaman Acha Haro. That's how Tysus frames the kasha. It's nice, like makes an end run around Tysus. He says it's the same, but now he's bringing down Tysus that says that Tysus frames the question that way. You see from Rabbi Yoshia that you make a kal v'chomer if you go b'as the rov b'din in the forces. Koshken you go b'sroi b'din moment is so why don't you but he assumes you do go b'sroi b'din in the first of stools. He says so why ain't hocha moment acharo. I mean look, I don't, I'm talking about for this 3 days. They loyma the din in the first of gufayim layazlinam b'sroi b'ruba the lesser come on. Ela Ruba the Isa come on. Maybe it's only Ruba the Isa come on. Dayanim is a Ruba the Isa come on. The Bereish Ben Sarer Moira Mashma the Bchol Duchy Azinim was a Ruba Bedina the Farshus. Going right Moshim with Tessi Aldon. That's the case with the Ben Sarer Moira. Ruba Din she told me Bur the Archa. So that's nice as Kasha. But I mean that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Well, if you Mashik Asad no Nicha, we're coming to fend for all of these Gemaras. The Bereish Ben Sora Mora Hoso Menuel Lekboa Yisur Al Piro. It's called a Maisa, establishing what's called Ben Below Av, what's called that in these months he's only a Ben. He would not be Roy to be called Av. Mishum the Harod Bo Kodem at Maisa. Veruba the Dayanim and the Edim the Tol Bibura the Yarcha. That does help. Bedini Moment is forgot Bedini the Foshes Mahani. The Efshar, that you have the concept of Isra Atzmi Beidechad Yuchzak, you would have that by Momenus also. Do Adim B'Mami Ki Aigavna, Eichid Itar Midar Rov Bo Koidem HaMaisa. So you would Paskin Al Peter Rov, if it's Koidem HaMaisa. Uchigavna, like the case, like I just said it, I said it before, Nagdom, at the end of the first parasite, so this. That a kid was found, and it's an Ir Sherubo Yisrael. So when you found him, you say he's a Yisrael, because you go bust a rove. And that's even for the Nefashis, right? If he's Bechal Shabbos, now you're going to kill him. Because you established him as a Yisrael. Because that's called Huchzak al Pi Rove. It happened Kaidim Amaisa. So now the Shmites are saying, well, then that would work for Dini Momentus also. It should. That. Now, when you have a moment of Shiloh, he's Mazakos, where Mazak him, you should treat him like a Yisrael, because he's already been established as a Yisrael. Uvagavna de Rov Yisrael, Yisrael, that's the Lashon HaMishnah, Rov Yisrael, Yisrael. You, the Gvarhukba Yisrael Yisrael Go Chayiv, Misach HaShehisrubo, Kivadukba Yisrael Koyda Maisa, so that would Lachorah hold true for Momentus too. If you're mazikim, you have to pay him. Keep it duklali as Israel. But then the zokin, keep it to go hoop if you sell. Because the mice will have been a zokin. Who was then nicha the very toys as biyuma. What? Doesn't it depend on what? No, we're talking about he was established as a Jew 18 years ago when he was found.
How about established? I don't know. Yeah, he bought it yesterday. This guy just They're just playing cards. Or
who bought what?
I don't know who's stealing. I don't know if it belongs to one guy or the other. How do the Meisters Gnade go?
Two Adam Song.
How do they know who one belongs to one belongs to?
I don't know. I'm lost. Where are you?
How do you know the Meisters Gnade?
When? What? Where? What?
Are
you asking a question, first of all?
I gotta ask it.
On what? On the Shemitah? On what we're learning about the row? We're in the middle of a...
What? Why?
We're in the middle of a...
Okay. Because I'm helping them. I'm not so much of a piece of it. I'm trying to get into it. But I thought that the idea here is we can only use Rove and Chazaka before the mice. Bamba Mamanu, Bamba Nikosh.
You can only... Right. Okay.
So we're now bringing it over to Mamanu.
Right.
I'm wondering if at Mamanu, don't we say that the mice may often be defined by a Chazaka or a Rove that we have now?
We're talking about the role that he's Jewish. We're talking about the suffering
of him. The mice is stealing. How do you know if the mice is stealing? It's just the mice that wanted off two people playing cards. How do you know it's stealing?
You're asking now a general guy. Nothing to do with the Asufi that you.
I'm talking about mummy. Okay, two general. Okay, I'll wait till later.
You have a general question now.
No,
we said this months and months ago. We said months and months ago. It's Mayain the Shmaitza Svara, but it's more universal. The truth is, anytime you paskin anything Torah al pi two Eidim, so you're really using Chazaka, the Cheskus Kashrus. How do you know they're kosher? And if a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, so does it turn out? It turns out you're being Motzi Mormon with a Chazaka. The answer is, we said, and this is, you don't need the Shmaitza for this. There is a type of chazaka and thing where there's no suffix, where you don't clear. We're all talking in cases of drora. You know that there's a suffix, so you're determining the suffix. I'll be rov, I'll be chazaka. There's a whole other world where the cheskus kashrus tells you don't clear. You have no suffix. There we know that the shmaitza svara, so to speak, is correct. That if cheskus kashrus tells you these are two kosher edim. So you motzi moment and you kill someone. And in fact, called you killing someone al pi chazaka, even though the weakest link of the chain, you only accept the two eidim because of cheskus kashrus. Because a cheskus kashrus that tells you don't clear is not a question of how strong it is, but it tells you not to clear, so you don't clear. So you're not using that chazaka to kill the guy or to paskin al pi d'edim. It's sort of like this svara that it's koydem maisa, but it's much stronger than koydem maisa. Or as we say, what's the shmaitzis chiddush? It's all over shas, this svara. There's all over shas, we know it's true when it tells you don't clear and no suffix has been created, that there's no drora. That we know, that we use chazaka or rogue or things in the world that say don't clear, you have no suffix, there's no drara. That we know, that you don't need the shmaitza for. What's the shmaitza being mechadish?
I thought we also said once there's a chazaka, like a cheskus kashrus on the Eidim, now we're not using the chazaka anymore, it's already passed in, and
but,
now they're kosher.
Well, that's like the svaras, which is
different. Let's say there is a suffix. Let's say there's a suffix kashrus on the Eidim.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, because there's no suffix.
Let's say there is. We would still kill based on the Eidim once we paskin that they're kosher, even if it's based on a chazaka, no?
That would only be because of the Shmaitza Svara. Then he would have that would be one of his rayas. Mm-hmm. That when it's koydem ha-maisa, that it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
It's not called you being moitzim. I think so. I mean, that would be one of, he would be a raya in such a case. Now he's saying that the svara that when you find the kid in the town and Al-Pi Rov you decide he's Jewish, so now already you would kill him and with Hezek, it wouldn't be called you being Motzi Momen Al-Pi Rov because it's kind of a Maisa. So that would be true by Momenus also, that's what he says. The Yisyashiv was there. No, the Taisus here. Oh, Uvenicha, Uvenicha, the Taisus, Biyuma. Zaniho, what the Mefarshim ask your kasha on Toysis and Yuma. What does Toysis and Yuma say? Master Kosl, the Rov Yisrael, the Asufi that's found in the town, and it's Rov Yisrael. In Nogach Tura Didon, the Tura Diday, we are Mazakim, Chayov and the Shalom. That's what Toysis says. Who Tamua? Why do you go Bosarov? The Kaimel and the Nogam Amanacharol. So they ask that on Toysis. Why in Mashakasabnu is that Perik Bo? If we Mashakasabnu, after Postal Terrence, keep the Gvor Hukpam Yisrael, Kaida Maisa, Chayom and Ami, Amamono. So very simple, it fits in beautifully with everything we've been saying till now. Ella de Bezei Yesh Lechali. He's coming to say, I mean, everybody gangs up on Toysis. If what I'm saying is so poshut, so clear, so what are they all ganging up on Toysis for? So he says a svara. Ella de Bezei Yesh Lechali. The Linyan Misa, you're establishing the thing as Osir, let's say you're establishing her as an Eishes Ish. Shaper Chayov and Olav, and now she was Huchsuk to be an Eishes Ish. So now if someone's boil her, he was boil an Eishes Ish. So you give him Misa. And the same with the Asufi, you found someone, you declare them to be Jewish, there's an Isser at Sicha, you're not going to kill him. So if someone kills him, it's Chayav Misa. Even like they roy vuxukli Yisrael, vanasa iser malkin v'horgan achash iser bo. Even the rov mahani likboa iser lo gar meyerech with a gemarshik kasabti. Avolinian moment lo shayich kivius iser. Even though I'm going to say the words, what he's saying, you have to think about it. Even if he's vuxuk to be a Yisrael. He's not so clear. Maybe he means when you kavei the Shem Yisrael, so maybe you're including things like you're not allowed to kill him, and you're not allowed to. But maybe it doesn't include, like, if you massacre him, you have to pay him. Maybe that's not nichlal the Shem Yisrael. Maybe that's something that we have to determine on a case by case basis. So you'll still say he's a Yisrael, but then it would be called kavei ma'aser. Would be called you using rove. I don't really hear the chilek, but that's what he seems to be saying. But I don't know why I do it misa. In a sense, I mean, yeah. He's saying maybe. Okay, you know what? That's good. We'll stop here and you have homework. You'll think about it outside of this shir. What's wrong? Not the most terrible thing in the world. What's the shmeitzer saying? He's saying that this svara, that you'll use rov to establish, let's say, that he's a yid, and that's called kodem hamaisa. So years later, when an event happens, it's not called you're killing al pi rov. He's a Yisrael. He's been established as a Yisrael, and now there's an issa ritzicha. So good, now he's a Yisrael, and how are you not going to kill a Yisrael? He doesn't really elaborate. He just says, maybe by moment, you can't do that so quickly. Meaning to say he's a Yisrael, and now someone that's mazik him will have to pay for the hesek. Maybe, or in general, by moment.
I feel like we're being more hummer by mammon than we are by nefashos, which I would think would be the opposite.
Yes, yeah, so don't think in terms of chumra kula. He's obviously saying alumnus that the alumnus works by. I don't know if he's saying misa not moment, because you're right, it would be chumra kula. I think my mind is going in the direction that the alumnus of establishing him as a Yisrael, and now you're not walking around with the robe in your pocket anymore, because he's already been established as a Yisrael. That works for things that are nogeya misa. Like, okay, he's Jewish, but it doesn't necessarily carry within it every ramification of being Jewish. Like, if you're mazikim, you have to pay him. If he's a Jew, if he's a goy, you don't have to pay him. So maybe that Avul inyan mamon lo shayich kviyus iser. That's his last one. Those five words.
I don't understand what the word is.
Giving a mahalach. I think he's going. I think it's along the lines that for some reason this doesn't work by mamons. This doesn't work. This idea that's been established already.
There's a big note on. What to say? Something going on that man. Something that we're only like somehow post-shaped that man of the Romans through the Liga.
What's man? They found him when he was 2 days old. He was Mechal Shabbos 42 years later.
He's killed. I have to say.
Okay, you have homework. Sure. Several, you'll want to think about it. It's not an issue.